Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Our House International Church.
Not an hour. But
at
every moment with my arms.
And my guest, Pastor Kashima Douglas. Welcome.
I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through an open door, I stretch my hands. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, I need you now. Not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need
God, what you have called us to be. Father, we thank you for stabilizing us on this morning. God, we thank you for putting us in a place where, God, only thing we have to do is look toward the hills which come in our help. And our help comes from you. God, only thing we have to do is realize that it is in your name, oh God. God, that all things are possible. So your word says, some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we shall trust in the name of the Lord. So this morning, God, we come trusting in the name of the Lord. God, we come lying in on that name this morning. God, knowing that your name is able, Father, to move mountains. God, your name, oh God, God, is able to gird us up, God. God, when we're weak, God, your name, oh God, God will push us, God, into the place where we need to be. Father, your name will dry up sickness. Your name will cause diseases to stop. Your name, God, will resurrect things, God. God, that we thought were dead in our life. God, your name, oh God, your name. Your name is power. Your name is strength. Your name is wisdom. Your name is love. Your name, oh, that we need. So this morning, we call on your mighty name and be as we need. Father, your word says you are the I am that I am. When a man of God asked, who shall I say is coming? You told him that I am, that I am. So this morning, God, we thank you for being the I am. And the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We bless you. We greet you with great Jesus joy. We greet you in the Master's name of Jesus. We say unto you that there is nothing that you're going through right now that God has not made an escape for. He said there is no temptation known unto man that he has not made an escape for. That sickness has an escape. That disease has an escape. That poverty has an escape. That place where you thought that you were going to die in has an escape. Don't fear what you see. There is an escape. There is an escape. There is an escape. There is an escape. God has opened up the windows of heaven for you in this moment and poured out into you that you need moment this morning. Get you closer to him so that your situation may change. Amen. Amen. And amen. Your kindness this morning, because I don't want to prolong the time this morning. I don't want to prolong the time. I'm so excited about the word this morning. I don't want to prolong the time. Your kindness this morning. Your kindness this morning. And Romans 12 and 1 is our first passage of scripture. Forgive me, my brother. I didn't get to that one. I didn't give him my open description, y'all. God, forgive me for giving it. It's Romans 12 and 1 and verses 1 and 2. Verses 1 and 2.
Okay.
Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Get ready.
Okay. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but do not conform to the patterns of this world,
mm-hmm.
but be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Yes.
Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Now, one of the things you're going to find out about me is I love to give for than one translation of God's word. Not saying that God's word needs to be doctored or anything like that, but
mm-hmm.
I like to give more than one translation because for the simple fact that when we get more than one translation, we get a better thought behind God's word.
Mm-hmm.
That same passage of scripture, but this is the King James Version. My wife read the NIV, but I'm going to the King James Version, and said, I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's what it says here. That you may prove that is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, this is where we're going to pull our passage of thought from. But we're going to pull the passage of thought from the NIV version. Let me help you real quick. The NIV version, this is the B portion of verse number 2. It says, then you will be able to test and approve what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. This morning, our thought or our title, if you would, this morning, if you wanted to title God's word on this morning, the title of this message this morning is Tested and Certified. Tested and Certified. Tested and Certified.
Okay.
Let me deal with being tested and certified on this morning. I used to work for a company called Borden's some years ago. I used to work for a company called Borden's, and I was a batch maker. My title was a batch maker. And what I did was all of that lovely red diamond tea that y'all see on me out there for stores. That's just today. They used to be me. They used to be my stuff. They used to be my jam. I used to do it. So, but now, the process of making the tea was very important, because we had to have, in order for us to produce a good product, listen to me, rhyming with for a minute, in order for us to produce the proper product, to produce a really good product, What we had to do is three very important things. One of them was we had to make sure that the temperature was right.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that the temperature was right. The second thing, y'all, I sweat, y'all, forgive me, I sweat. The second thing is we had to make sure that we got a sample of the product before we put it into circulation. Mm-hmm. And watch this. And when we got a sample of the product, we had to test the sample to make sure that the sample, watch this, was ready for production.
Okay.
So in this text on this morning, I want to pull out some very important keys for us this morning to give us the clarity of being tested and certified. When you go through life, you have to realize that you will be tested. You're going to experience some storms. You're going to experience some rain. You're going to have some really bad days. You're going to have some times where you're going to be looking and you're going to try to figure out, why am I in this space that I am in? Why am I going through what I'm going through? Why am I experiencing what I'm experiencing? Can I be the bearer of good news on this morning for you? Can I be your strength? Can I be the one that gives you your hope on this morning? Can I be the one to give you your drive this morning?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Hop in the car with me and let's take a ride this morning. Let me help you this morning in order for you to be tested and certified. You have to first off go through a test. Any good, really good testimony, you have to go through a test. You got to be tested. You got to be put in the thick of it. You got to be put into the storm. You got to be put into the rain. You have to go through a really bad place in order for you to say, I got a testimony. Oh, Lord, have mercy on this morning. There is a place called testing in your life. Don't give up when you're tested, because God has already orchestrated by himself this more perfect will in your life. Just don't hurt while you're going through.
Come on here.
Yes. Now, I mentioned something to you all a few moments ago. Was said that there's a temperature on the tea. Can I be a help to you this morning and let you know there's a temperature in life too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. God has to get you tempered so he can bring it forth. That's pretty gold. The Bible talks about being tested by fire.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, have mercy. Can I be a strength to you real quick? The goldsmith, when he's making gold, he has to heat the fire up to a certain degree so he can burn out all of the impurities in the gold. And the gold is not ready until the goldsmith can look inside of the liquid of gold. Yes, I know, my God, that did something to me. It's not just you can look into the liquid gold and see his reflection inside of the liquid gold. Let me help you real quick. You're going to go through some stuff. You're going to be heated sometimes beyond your abilities. You're going to be heated sometimes beyond your own capabilities until God is able to see himself in you.
Say it one more time, Pastor.
He gonna heat you up until he can see himself in you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be tested. You have to be put into a fire.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't get it. It's not an ordinary fire. This is what they call a refiner's fire. It's a refining fire. It refines us. It takes all that does not look like, watch this here, what God wants to present to the people. Oh, you thought you were going through this test for yourself. You were going through this so somebody can look at you and see you and say, you know what? I can go through it if they can go through it. I can survive it if they can survive it. I can still stand if they can still stand. I can still trust you if he can keep trusting him. I can still, oh Lord, have mercy. I can stay married to him and pray him through. If she can stay married to him and pray him through.
Mm.
There is a refiner's fire. It's necessary. Now remember, I'm trying to help y'all this morning. Remember one of the most powerful gifts that we have. Let me help you with your most powerful gift. Find John 1. I want you to read 2-4. And I want you to hold your point at verse 8. I want you to read 2-4. And I want you to put your pen on verse 8. Y'all that's following with me.
John 1, 2.
John 1, the second chapter.
Okay.
And you're going to read verses.
John 2 and 1.
John 1.
Second verse.
Yeah, the second verse. John 1.
He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that had been made. Oh. In him.
John, right?
Yes, John 1.
Y'all pray for me. Told y'all the science. James 1.
Of mine.
Verse 2. Yeah. James 1, starting verse 2.
Come on. James 1, verse 2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Let the purpose finish its work so that you may mature and complete, not lacking anything. If you lack any wisdom, you should ask God to give, who gives generously to all find it fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt. Believe, because the one you doubt is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind, that a person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is a double-minded and unstable in all they do.
Verses 2-4 said it like this. He says, my brothers, count it all joy. It's the King James Version. When you fall into dire temptations, know this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you might be perfect and entire, wanting for nothing. Wanting for nothing. One of your greatest weapons you have in your arsenal, if you ever learn how to use it, is patience. The ability to weigh out what is going on around you. Many of wars have been won because the strategist learned how to wait out ends. Many battles have been overcome because they learned how to wait out their enemies. Many standoffs have been overcome simply because they learned how, watch this here, to wait out their enemies. And in order for you to overcome this thing that the devil is trying, watch this here, to get you trapped up with, you got to learn how to wait on God. Wait on God in your testing. Wait on God in your trial. Wait on the Lord when all seems to fail. When all of your life and your situations and circumstances seem to be to the point to where when you're looking at it, you're saying to yourself, I cannot make it through this. I won't make it through this. This thing ain't got a little too hard. My road has got rough and my times have got tough and things seem a little bit too hard for me to keep on going. But if you learn how to wait on the Lord, I love it. When the Lord tells me that I have to sit back and I have to wait on some things, because number one, I begin to understand something in this. Now I understand that number one, the thing that I thought I was ready for, I wasn't.
Come on.
The second thing is, it's not that God didn't want me to happen. He was just being more ready for me.
Yeah.
He had to add a few more things that I didn't ask for. He had to put into place a few more things. Watch this here, that I needed him to put in. That watch this, I wasn't going to be equipped for. So he had to by you allowing him to be God. And be God all the time. And he said, watch what he says. He says, and they shall walk and not faint. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. There ain't no faint in you, in your test right now. Let me tell you why. You're too close to the good part. You're just getting to the good part of the story. Have you ever been reading one of them real good books? Have you ever found a real good passage in the Bible? And as you begin to read it, it begins to unfold right before your eyes. And the more you read it, the more you begin to understand why the antagonist put that person in the places they were in. Why God allowed Job to go through what he went through. Why God allowed Jacob to go through what he went through. Why God allowed good God from Zion. Why God allowed you to go through what you went through. Because your story.
Jesus.
Good, your story. My brothers and sisters. It's just getting good. He said, waiting. This is what the Lord did. Waiting in the necessary point of a bigger piece to this puzzle.
Come on.
Lord. So, the wait until the end, just wait until the end of the test. God will do it in this fashion. First Peter 4. Those of you all that's traveling with me, I'm almost done. Give me about 15 more minutes. He says, in 1 Peter 4:12-13, it says,
dear friends, do not surprise at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as through something strange was happening to you. Be rejoiced in such as much as you participate in suffering of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed with his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the spirit of glory and of God rests.
Let me help you. See, I told you we at our house we like to read both translations so we can give you some strength. See, that's the King James. I mean, that's the King James version. This is King James version. King James version, we like to say. He said, beloved, be not. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to test you, as though some strange thing happened to you. Verse 13 got me all excited and worked me up. It says, but rejoice to the extent that you are partaker of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you also be glorified with him, with exceeding joy. So this lets me know that my test is designed to bring me to a place of joy. My test is designed to bring me to a better understanding that no matter where I may find myself at, I know that the God that I serve is able to do just what he said he was going to do. If I can go through what he went through,
Lord,
mercy. If I can rise this thing up, just a little while, if I can, if I can just stay in this case, if I can just stay in this time, just a little while, he will. I know he will. I've seen him do it. He will pull.
Jesus.
He said, in that last one, his glory, is redeemed. I was so worked up when I read that. I said, God, give me something right here. Because I'm going through my test. I'm going through a trial. I'm going through tribulation. But you said your glory will be revealed. How is it that I can see your glory being revealed and the storm is so uncomfortable? God, how can I see your glory be revealed and be talking about me? Lord, how can I see your glory be revealed? And they running my name through the mud. Lord, how can I see your glory be revealed? God, when they took my name, that you gave me, the apostle that I am, the bishop that I am, the prophet that I am, and have put stains all over my name. How is it that your glory is going to be revealed? He says, son, because they did that, my glory has to be. Oh my God. He said, because of that, my glory has to be revealed. I have to bring you into a place of completion. Because they didn't took the person that I've called. Some were called. There were some that went and some that was called. I called you from your mother's womb. I called you. I called you out of that place that you were in. I called you. I said that you're going to overcome. I called you. Don't worry about what they say. I called you. Don't worry about how bad they're talking about you. I called you. There is a strength. There is a strength. To put you in in order for you to see his glory. I'm going to say that again because I felt somebody's spirit.
Come on here.
I felt somebody's spirit.
Come on here. Come on here.
Don't despise the process. Don't give up in the process. Don't throw it down in the process. Because, see, everything around you had to go through.
Right. Make it plain,
help me reveal your purpose behind the process. He says, he told me that it is a building place. Just like in the natural, it's the Holy Spirit. But the birthing, have you ever been driving through your favorite neighborhood that in a good long while, and then all of a sudden in an area that used to be nothing but wood traffic, all of a sudden now there's a gas station right there.
That's an
apartment complex right there. There's a convenience store right there. There's a clearance right there. A church that built something right there. A home here can build something right there. An elderly can build right there. Watch this here. In the natural, this is what we have to realize. I can do. God has to pay some stuff to reach for Boy, I ain't got no room to run with him. I can run. I'll be running up and down out of here. Just like in the natural, God has to pay some things away, because watch it. If we get too comfortable in the way, we can't move to our next step. There's some building that you got to do. There's some stuff that God how the woman, many of you all who had, my sister out there who had left a childbirth, and the process took some hours.
Yeah, Lord.
My grandmother, my mama, tell this story that I was a 27-hour baby. I don't know how true it is.
It could be true.
I don't know how true it is. But they tell the story of a 27-hour baby that I was. But can I help you?
Help.
At the end of the result of the 27-hour baby, she produced a preacher.
Yeah.
She produced the prophet. She was the purpose. To me to help you this morning. Your process with purpose.
Yeah.
Don't worry about you in the birth place.
Yeah.
Bury the birth thing that's taking place inside of you. Don't let what you in right now let you make you get you, push you, ride you, do what you did do while you're aboard your birth place.
Jesus.
See, you were born. God help me. You were born in that state.
Mm.
You wouldn't be a preacher that you are if you didn't go through the storm that you went through. You wouldn't be the prophet that you are if you didn't go through the storm that you were in. Lord God, help me right in this area right here where you got me toiling right now. Yeah. You wouldn't be the administrator that you are if you wouldn't come on here. You ain't got to have a title.
Come on.
You can never have a title. God help me. You would not be the help that you are if you wouldn't process me. This birth.
Jesus.
Put us in this way. An assignment to let us know. That regardless of where we may be, what we may be suffering, why we may be suffering, what we suffering, because we are in a place of an assignment. Here, 1 Thessalonians 15. Gives us our fidelity to testing the service.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead on and read the New International Code. And I'm going to read this again.
Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always.
Yes.
Pray continually.
Yes.
Give thanks in all circumstances.
Yes.
For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Do not quench the spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt,
mm-hmm.
but test them all.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on to what is good. Reject every evil kind.
Now, allow me to break this down in the King James Version. Because I love how this thing made me shock. It says, see that none render evil for evil unto any man. But in every soul that which is good,
yeah.
both among yourselves
uh-huh.
and to all men.
Uh-huh.
Rejoice even more. Pray without ceasing.
Mm-hmm.
In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, quench not the spirit,
mm-hmm.
despite not prophecy. Prove all that hold fast, which is good, abstain from all appearances of evil. Well, I'm on my last. Live peace, but a race. And First Thessalonians 5 give us a real good stretch mark for us to put on our life. It gives us some real good keys that we need to know while we're going through our life.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are what I like to consider as the building blocks for us to get to where God has called us to be. Because it gives us for surely information that we need to be able to stand strong.
Right.
Who he
is. Yeah.
He says, don't render evil to evil.
Uh-huh.
Not one man. He says, to all men, don't render evil to evil. So when they run them against you, and they just said what they're going to say.
Yeah.
The next part tells me, he said, pray without ceasing.
Yes, that's the word.
So you need to pray for them. That the spice will be huge.
Yeah.
You need to call on the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
When they get into the place where they didn't lay their name to the
Jesus.
You got to pray for them. When they didn't talk about you so bad to the point to where you don't even know what direction you're going to go in.
Yeah.
Keep on praying. Don't allow the situation that you're in keep you from having a conversation between you and the Lord.
Yeah.
Because he will, yes, he will, give you understanding in the midst of all that you go through.
Yes, he will.
He has a planning orchestrated part of your life.
Yeah.
He says, quench not the spirit.
Yeah.
I love that part.
Yeah.
In other words, he's telling me, stay in my presence.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what they're saying. Don't worry about how bad they run your name to them.
Yeah.
Stay in my presence. They're going to talk about you because they talked about me.
Yeah.
Stay in my presence. They talked about everybody that you know, that you know, that you know. Lord, somebody's even talking about them. He says, stay in my spirit.
Yeah.
He says, stay in my